When I heard there was a stranger here, I did not think I would be so unchancy as to find an Appin Stewart.
And when yon door opened, the last kind of man I hoped to see was the son of Rob Roy MacGregor.
Oh, indeed, sir. Then I must console myself with the bill I found on the way, which tells me that this painful meeting may be turned to the profit of £100.
By a MacGregor, no doubt. For your tribe have long held money above honor.
There are words that I could say to that, sir. But I think I will have heard that you are a man of your sort.
Unless you were born deaf, you'd have heard a great deal more than that. And when my chief drew steel on a gentleman of your name, I never heard that it was a MacGregor that got the best of it.
Do you mean my father, sir, Rob Roy MacGregor?
I wouldn't wonder at it.
My father was an old man and the match was unequal.
You and I would make a better pair.
I was thinking of that.
Gentlemen, gentlemen. I've been thinking of a different matter, whatever. Here are my pipes. And here are you two gentlemen, both acclaimed pipers. It is an old dispute which one of you is the best. Here is a broad chance to settle it.
Well, sir, have you music?
I can play like a MacCrimmon.
That is a very bold word.
I've used bolder words before this, and against better adversaries.
That's no very bad, Mr. Stewart, but you show a poor device in your warblers.
Me? I'll give you the lie.
Do you own yourself beaten at the pipes that you seek to change them for the sword?
Well said, Mr. MacGregor. So I'll appeal to Donald.
You need appeal to no one, sir, for it's the God's truth you're a creditable piper. For a Stewart.
Play the pipes, make the most of that. You're a great piper, Robin MacGregor. Fit to play in the same kingdom with you. A while ago, I could have given you a lesson with my sword, but no more. It'll go against my heart to slice a man up that can play the pipes like you can.